Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
All right, good morning, Rich Casanova here, Buckhead Business Radio X. It's a beautiful day. We averted the tornado warnings from last night, so everyone settled into the studio this morning. We've got a great lineup, and another beautiful day in Buckhead with an amazing Our Million Dollar View. And we have a great co-host here this morning. We have some folks from Ritz-Carlton. And from all different levels, we have someone here that is the PR for the global brand. Kind of, you know, they talk about 20,000 square feet or 20,000 feet in the air. This, you're more like the satellite spinning around the globe, right? And then we have a area communications director we'll introduce that covers three properties here in Atlanta. And we have from the ground level day-to-day operations, a GM from the Buckhead Ritz-Carlton. So a great lineup. And Jeff, let's talk to Jeff first. Our co-host here is this morning. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Great, Rich. Thank you for having me again as a co-host. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah. And again, distinguished guests. I'm really looking forward to the show.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. You were on our first show as a co-host.
Correct.
Yeah. So
yes.
Welcome back. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Always good to have you here. And we've known each other for a while, but tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. How long have you been here in Atlanta?
Well, basically 33 years here in Atlanta, if you can believe that.
Okay.
And it was a small 1.8 million people, I think, when I first moved here.
Wow.
It's like 5.3 million people in the metro area now. So tremendous growth of the last 33
years. So everybody followed you down here from up north or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. When I came down here, actually, people would look at me and they would wonder, where are you from? Because my accent was so distinctive.
Right.
It hasn't changed.
Well, and speaking of followers, you have one of the largest Twitter followers globally.
Right.
I mean, but you've been working on that for years.
Several years, actually. 3 years with a great effort with regard to, and now I'm up to about 268,000 followers
crazy.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
And continue to work it.
These are all not just your celebrity people or whatever. These are like sales and marketing is your niche as well.
Yes,
right?
Correct. From people from all over the world. It's very interesting.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And I think everybody in the studio I know is following Jeff as well. But so more recently, though, you've been working, not only the social media aspect, but social media in terms of being hired and, maximizing your LinkedIn and so forth, right? And in terms of using your social platform for getting a position and finding a better position. Matter of fact, that tees up, you have a new book that's just coming to market called Hired?
Yes, correct. Actually, what it is, essentially, another gentleman myself, for the last 4 years, been teaching LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Google for the job search, running a career ministry here in Atlanta, Holy Spirit Catholic Church here in Buckhead,
right.
And basically took the information from that, and we combined this into this respective 300-page book. It's a guide, what we feel is important to find a job in this social media age.
Yeah, because a lot of people are dialed into social media, but how do you really actually leverage that or make it happen or take it from just, making connections to landing a position, right?
Correct. And the thing is, what we stress in that is social media is not a panacea, that it's just part of the overall process, that you have to do everything in concert in order to find a position.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and so what's the timeline for the big rollout?
Hopefully within the next month or so, on Amazon. It's quite an involved process. We had a limited production of the book itself now, and then working out all the kinks before going on Amazon.
Well, I'm excited to have my copy. I just ordered online as well and have it here in the studio and hope I get an autograph from you a little bit later.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate
well,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for being here.
Okay.
And first of all, we're going to introduce actually a guest observer in the studio here this morning, Jim Silverman from Vienna Beef. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Doing awesome, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you're going to talk a little bit about Vienna Beef, but actually what's exciting is we have a show in the works, kind of a special episode, a show all about food. Throughout Atlanta, beyond, obviously you cover way beyond Atlanta, pretty much the whole Eastern Seaboard and into Chicago?
Eastern Seaboard with the, without Florida.
Okay, yeah.
And as far southwest as Louisiana.
Wow. So they don't let you go to the Florida Keys or whatever? Yeah.
For some reason, no. Something happened
South Beach,
back
yeah.
years ago.
You're more on the Jersey Shore rather than South
correct,
Beach or whatever, yeah.
Correct.
So, but how long have you been with Vienna Beef now?
15 years.
Wow. And what's your role, what's your day in the life look like or...
A lot of travel,
yeah.
Although past couple weeks, not so much. A lot of catch-up work and a ton of preparation for the biggest food show, probably the biggest food show in the world, the National Restaurant Association show, which I think is in its fifth year, if I'm not mistaken.
In Chicago, right?
Yeah, in Chicago, held at McCormick Place in our hometown.
Wow. And which is also known as the NRA convention, right?
Not to be confused with the other NRA. NRA, correct. And we
get
a lot of
that. National Restaurant Association, That's why you spelled it out. I appreciate that, yeah. And you guys have a booth there? What's how would they find you there?
We do. We're going to be at booth number 6625. And then also locally here, Halpern Steak and Seafood will be sampling some of the Coach Ditka sausages at their booth, and their booth is 3176.
Nice. And speaking of trade shows, I know you've been to a lot of them. You've done several at the aquarium here?
That's where Halpern's has their annual show every August, usually the 19th or 20th. Yeah. And Halpern Steak and Seafood, it's their annual show. They're bringing in customers from all over the country and international customers from the Bahamas, Bermuda.
Steak and seafood. They don't cook up any of the actual seafood there from the aquarium.
Well, actually, you know what? If you recall last year, they do. They had a fish guy there.
Yeah, yeah.
They had plenty of fish guys there, a lot of beef guys, but they're sampling everything. It does seem a little wrong if they're going to be serving dolphin.
Right, yeah.
When you see dolphins in tanks behind you.
Exactly, yeah. So, so we're excited about the show that's in the works, and maybe a little teaser on that, right? So the idea is to bring in people all related to everything about food, and what would that be, like restaurants?
Correct. Yeah, I would venture to say 70% restaurant owners, restaurant managers,
chefs.
And chefs, of course, but also people from the industry, so food brokers, food distributors, food manufacturer reps.
Yeah.
And it still has no name, so maybe your listeners can help us come up with a name for the show.
Nice, yeah. Well, our first contest, whatever, yeah. Yep. Name that show, yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, so we appreciate you being here. You'll just kind of enjoy as a observer and tuning in, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jeff, who's our first guest in the studio this morning?
Okay, guest today I'd like to talk to is Allison Sitch. That is correct spelling.
Absolutely, not Stitch.
Right, there's
Sitch.
That T in there, yeah.
Sitch, right. And she, Allison's vice president and global public relations manager for the Ritz-Carlton, which is a very large job and global in scope. And she's probably one of the largest frequent flyer mile point holder on Delta Airlines. Is that correct? Or whatever, British Airways, or what is it, Allison?
I spread my airline.
Nice.
And Allison has an incredible story with regard to her background. And perhaps if you could talk about it a bit, Allison, I think it's extremely interesting about your life in Dubai and your travels throughout that area and some of the things you've been doing now throughout the world with regard to Ritz-Carlton and yourself personally, as well as supporting the global brand, which
Originally
is just
from
phenomenal.
Originally from London, right?
I am English, yes. Though my father would have you believe that I sound very American today. So, but yes, from England, but left those shores in 1992. I'm from a family that has travel in their blood, and so I went off on my world travels. And 14 of those years I spent based in the Middle East, looking after global, presence for other brands in the travel business. And then found my way to the Ritz-Carlton. I'm in my 15th year with the brand now. And looked after public relations for them across the Middle East and Asia a little bit when that was a much smaller region for us than it is today. Certainly a big area of growth for this brand.
Yeah, so, how long were you in the Middle East?
14 years. I had my home there, 92 to 2006.
Wow.
But not always there, moving around a lot, you can imagine. And then relocated to America, finally found my way.
Exactly, yeah.
To company
Welcome, yeah.
HQ, yes. And so in my eighth year here and absolutely loving it. What a great country.
Thank you. Yeah.
But basically for me, it's been all about communications. I have a job where I am blessed to work amongst approaching 40,000 ladies and gentlemen that work for the Ritz-Carlton every single day, representing and talking about all the wonderful things that they do. And we're in a people business, and I could not be happier.
Well, one thing for full disclosure, my daughter worked, and I told them about this. My daughter has worked for Ritz-Carlton for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And she just loves it. And it's certainly...
In Colorado, right?
Yeah, in Denver. But yeah, she actually started here in the Atlanta office. And went to Lake Tahoe and then to Denver. But more importantly, I think the passion that they show for the brand is just indicative of the company itself. And they have their own way of doing things. It's just, it's a Ritz-Carlton way. And what happens is it becomes part of your DNA. Like my daughter was saying yesterday, that she acts like a Ritz-Carlton employee when she's off the job right. because the fact that it's so ingrained in you, it becomes part of you.
Well, a lot of people talk about culture, but I mean, they've, you know, practiced it every day, right? And kind of wrote the book on it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So it's very, very, you know, incredible brand and what they've done with regards to their employees and that as far as developing that sense of ownership and passion for the company is just absolutely phenomenal.
So, Allison, for our listeners, the people that may not have had the Ritz-Carlton experience, what sets you apart? But what's this culture? What's behind the culture? And I mean, how do you maintain the consistency of that? What are some of the key elements, I guess? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have, our culture, actually, the philosophy that we have, the commitment to excellence and serving the customer, putting the customer first at every touch point, I believe, is the separator. We are blessed with incredible physical hardware. Our hotels are stunning. But that really isn't what makes a Ritz-Carlton. It's the animation of the building, bringing it to life. That's why I'm so excited that you have my colleagues at the table here, because they do that every single day. But it's for those who haven't had the opportunity, you know, we are a brand for everyone. We have something for everyone. Yes, we have people who are lucky enough to stay with us frequently or even live with us in some cases in residential components. But you know, we love it when people just pop in for a drink to experience the brand. You know, we have young guests of the brand who may go online to buy a candle for mother on Mother's Day. You know, you don't actually have to be staying the night in a hotel to mean something to
that's
us.
That's true. You could just go there for dinner or whatever, right? And have a nice evening out and great experience and meet some clients there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You could participate in one of our community activities and we consider you absolutely part of the Ritz-Carlton family. It's not really all about booking multiple hotel nights. So of course that happens too.
You don't have to stay at the presidential suite to experience it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's continue the conversation with some other folks in the studio here, and we want to kind of then incorporate, you know, the conversation as well. So Jeff, who else?
We have Julie Rowland, and Julie is the area communications manager for the Ritz-Carlton. She has responsibility for three properties, one being the Reynolds Plantation property out in Lake Oconee, Georgia.
Yeah, that's
the downtown Atlanta facility, and also the Buckhead. So, Julie, maybe you could talk about yourself, your background, and you welcome to Atlanta, by the way. You just moved here from New York area, and you've been in Boston for a number of years, and so welcome.
Thank you so much.
And what has been your experience so far with regard to these properties and some of the challenges that you see and some of the opportunities with regard to availing some of the information and just the overall impressions of the properties to people here in the greater Atlanta area?
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for having us this morning. I do have the pleasure of working with three amazing hotels. And as you said, the Ritz-Carlton Atlanta downtown, the Ritz-Carlton right here in Buckhead, and then Reynolds Plantation on Lake Oconee. And I think while they're all three great properties, we're lucky to have three in the state, two alone in Atlanta. So great properties, all a little bit diverse, but all having the way to create amazing memories for our guests.
Yeah, what would be some distinction points between the three? Because actually, it's funny, I went to an event last night at the Commerce Club, and was right next door to the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah.
The Buckhead property, I would say, is a little bit more traditional, and you'll find a little bit more contemporary in our downtown property, a great venue. Downtown, you'll find, is Lumen, an amazing cocktail bar. They have cocktails events every night called Sip and Savor, so you can sample a little bit of the cocktails and a little bit of the culinary presentations there. And then on the property on Lake Oconee is really the way to get it away from Atlanta. I think you will feel, even though you're only 75 miles away from Atlanta, I think you will feel a million miles away when you're sitting on the lake, relaxing with your family and taking a break and feeling like you're a child again, at your childhood camp. It's definitely a great escape from the city.
It is. I've been to the Reynolds Plantation, the Ritz-Carlton property, and it is just like, it's hard to really describe on the radio, but you're sitting there with this amazing lake view, but it's almost like a throwback. It has that kind of old world, you know, turn of the century kind of feel to it, but amazing, obviously state of the art and decor, but just sitting on the lake and on the porch, it's, you just feel like a world away.
You really do.
Yeah.
And fantastic golf out there, by the way.
Fantastic golf, yes. Fantastic food, and it's exactly a 90-minute drive, barring any traffic.
Okay, yeah. You know, except for legal reasons, we have to put the asterisk on traffic in Atlanta here, yeah. Okay, and also joining us in the studio here, we have another representative from the Ritz-Carlton. And so tell us a little bit about our next guest here, Jeff.
Okay, Irwin. And,
yeah, help us with your last name. Yeah.
Yes, how do you pronounce your last name? I apologize.
We can spell it, but yeah.
I can spell it, but I'm afraid to even say it because
Jeff,
of the fact
that... I'm going to give it a try. You give it a try, Jeff. Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Schinnerl. All right.
You passed the flying colors. Well
nice.
Done.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome to the show.
Welcome. And also, if talk about your background. You're from Austria originally, and how long you've been here, and how are things going with regard to Atlanta, the community, and working at the facility here in Buckhead?
Certainly. Well, I feel very blessed. First of all, thank you for inviting us to be here at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead, which is really our founding hotel in many ways. So I've been here now for 3 years, worked here once before, 1999-2000, as hotel manager. Have spent 18 years with the Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
Moving up and down the East Coast several times, 3 times in Boston, twice in New York, and my second time in Atlanta. I love it here. It's a beautiful city. It's a great business environment. And of course, being at the mothership, one feels very privileged to be here. Originally from Austria, grew up in the business, come from the food and beverage side of the business. I'm a trained chef, actually.
Oh, wow.
Completed an apprenticeship in my younger days, and then advanced to different roles to my current position. Been a general manager for 13 years for the Ritz-Carlton. Started as a food and beverage director in the original Ritz-Carlton Boston.
Oh, wow.
Which was
Where's that located in Boston?
We used to have two hotels. It was on Arlington Street. That is no longer Ritz-Carlton, but our second Ritz-Carlton in Boston is the Boston Common Ritz-Carlton on Avery Street, a more contemporary hotel. Beautiful sports club LA is part of it with, one of the largest sports club facilities actually in the country.
Wow.
It was our first contemporary Ritz-Carlton hotel to be opened in 2001.
And with a chef's background, we have some, you guys brought some gifts or whatever for, did you cook any of these or bake any of these?
As you can tell, I was up all night baking. I listened as the storm moved in overnight and there was kind of, my wake-up call.
We were just saying before we went on the air, we never had guests bring in, you know, food and treats for us or whatever. Yeah. So, I have to backtrack. Actually, Mr. Silverman brought in some Vienna beef on our first show as well. Yeah.
But
we
weren't cooked, though.
Yeah, we weren't able to cook and enjoy them. So we'll look forward to enjoying those after the show. So, talk to us briefly about your day-to-day hands-on operation. What's a day look like, like for a general manager at?
Well, let me put it, it starts early and ends late,
right?
Usually. But again, you know, it's not, I don't look at it as a job. It's a calling. You have to have a lot of passion to be successful in our business and our company is one, again, that prides itself to create excellence every day. And so I start early in the morning. I usually am at work by 7. I start before I even come to work because I check my emails usually to see what went on the overnight. We are 24/7 businesses, the saying goes, as you know. But then one thing I always do religiously, if you will, and they do it twice a day, is to stay in touch with the hotel and to be visible. I manage by walking around. So I do my tours in the morning for about an hour and one also in the evening. That's designed to get a feeling for the hotel. Allison before talked about it's not brick and mortar. It's about the heart and soul of the hotel. And it's really about our people, about ladies and gentlemen. I get a feeling for the hotel itself, our customers, our ladies and gentlemen, how engaged we are as ladies and gentlemen of the Ritz-Carlton, how our customers feel. I inspect at the same time. It's all about details. It's about cleanliness. Is the furniture in place? But do our ladies and gentlemen smile? Do they feel like they want to be at work and do a good job? So I encourage them. I walk around, say hello, greet them, and at the same time, you know, engage with guests and our ladies and gentlemen.
I like that, the perspective. As opposed to bricks and mortar, it's heart and soul, right?
Mm-hmm,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you tour then? The front desk, the kitchen, and then some of the rooms or...
All the key departments, really. Okay. We call it the front and the heart of the hotel. Okay. The heart of the hotel is the things that our customers do not get to see generally, unless we take them to the kitchen.
Right.
But it's really, that's where a lot of the action happens, so to speak, where the product is produced. And we have 400 ladies and gentlemen working very hard every day.
Wow.
And the laundry needs to function just as well to supply them with the right linen, the right quantity, and obviously crisp, pretty linen, 400 thread count.
Wow.
That goes on to the guest rooms and so on. But I touch every department. And I think that's very important. And at the same time, as I mentioned already, also to interact with our customers. That's probably more so the case in the evening during the main arrival time between 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, to greet many of our repeat guests, welcome them back. It's so much is about loyalty for our customers. And
I mean, that's amazing that you don't realize as a guest all that has to happen, whatever, behind the scenes, whatever, on the day-to-day operation. So, Allison, how does the Ritz-Carlton as a company, global company, I mean, what's the training kind of look like to be able to deliver that type of service?
Well, I got to tell you, I think it starts before training. I think it really starts at the point of selection with our ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we talk about the emotional connection that you have with our hotels, the heart and soul that, Erwin referenced. But it really is, you know, any memory that you take away from an experience in life is, the good ones are due to an emotional connection that you've experienced. And so we select people for passion and their desire to look after people. You can't teach that.
Right.
And I think that again is what separates us a little bit in our category, because that's something that we put first. You can teach and train, you know, the technical aspects of a job, but you can't teach the passion and the genuine desire to extend hospitality, where I got to tell you, Erwin is extremely humble, by the way. He is one of the very best general managers in the company. And I know, because I travel the world constantly, and he has the passion, and it's a trickle down effect. I mean, the ladies and gentlemen feel it from him.
And you're based in the Washington, D.C. You live up there, and that's
correct.
Where it's the home office is based as well, right?
That's right. Yes.
So what's your travel schedule look like? If we have time, and remember, it's only a 40 minute show.
No, we'll skip over it quickly. But I mean, you know,
you're here in Atlanta for how long?
I actually leave today to head down to Lake Oconee for a conference.
And then Hong Kong and Shanghai.
Really?
No, I do get to go all over the world. I'm blessed. But I do also have a family and three girls and try and have a little bit of time at home too. But I think that we all do such an amazing job of moving around the world. We were talking about it yesterday, actually, even in our own time. You know, we all have travel in our blood, and we all try and move around constantly just to understand the world better, understand people, different cultures and geographies. It's a real passion point.
Yeah, I know you guys had dinner last night, and there was a conversation about the travel. I was following that on Twitter or whatever as well. But we want to talk to Julie in a second about kind of the three properties, and we'll come back to this. We talked before we went on the air about training, and there's a training division within Ritz-Carlton now as well, right? But Jeff, what are your thoughts with maybe...
Well, so I was going to ask, you know, we talked about this last night. We were talking about the customers. You have phenomenal loyalty with regard to the customer base and retention. And one of the things in social media that kind of disturbs me is they tend to put content. They talk about content as being king instead of customer. And I put something out on LinkedIn about this the other day. It really disturbs me, because I think that if you look at Ritz-Carlton, it's the customer that if you treat them like the king, you'll have more business than you ever imagined. And as far as a social media strategy, you talked about this last night. And some of the things that you're doing with regard to social media, both from an international, a national, and a local level, to engage with the customers, to keep that loyalty in place, and also from a customer acquisition perspective. So maybe if you could talk about that.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to. We're so lucky. I mean, we have 12 social media channels today.
Really?
And three of those are in Mandarin, Chinese, having a sensational team that take care of those channels. But to your point, Jeff, the sole focus on those channels is conversation, dialogue with our existing customers, future customers, anyone that really wants to engage with the brand, to talk about them, what's important to them. And so we've put a huge stake in the ground, because as a brand, we make the claim that we are the best brand in the world at making memories. That's what we're in the business of doing. It would be remiss of me to sit here today and talk about this brand and the culture without mentioning the name of the gentleman who leads it today, Hervé Humla. He is our president. He is also a founder of the company.
Wow.
He lived in here in Atlanta
for
many years.
Oh, wow. In Buckhead.
Yep. In Buckhead, yes. Mm-hmm. He and I am a few doors down from him. And the reason that's so special is actually I studied Hervé when I was at college. So I am still today in awe of him as the ultimate consummate hotelier. And his focus is people, the people, the ladies and gentlemen that work for us, but also, you know, our customers. And so it's exactly as you say, Jeff, you know, what does the customer want to talk to us about? What's important to them? We can't blast messages out about what we think they should know about. It has to absolutely add value. And if we're going to tease anything in the social environment, it's the potential and the inspiration to create a memory with us. And those memories are almost entirely the small details. It's not about the size of the chandelier or how much marble we have. It's about the lady or the gentleman. I had ladies and gentlemen in Buckhead. I've been there for less than 24 hours and I have been overwhelmed already by the attention to detail, things that they sought to find out about me before I even got here.
That's kind of like that. What's that reality show, Undercover Boss? Like, so when you arrive, do they know who you are? Sometimes
we have our ways. Yeah.
You don't have to answer this for legal reasons, but do you cue them in? Hey, she's going to be here. Everybody, but you probably don't. I mean, they're on their, these people you hire, they're always, they don't need that kind of warning,
If I may comment on that, actually, when you talked before about our selection process, we look for ladies and gentlemen, for individuals that have a natural fit for the position that we hire them for, right? So, and then we give them great training. But one thing we look for first and foremost is that you have an individual who truly cares, to care enough to wanting to listen, to care enough to learn, to care enough to pay attention to our customers' needs, to surprise and delight our customers, to, you know, look at body language and other behavior so we can deliver on unexpected wishes and needs for our customers. And that's really one of our core strengths.
So they have to have that base, but then they have to be coachable at the same time. Yeah, absolutely. So let's turn to Julie here. And so Julie, what's a day in the life? I mean, those three properties, how much time do you, spend your time? And then in terms of communication director, that's your title, right? What does that entail?
Absolutely. So I have had the pleasure of being at all three properties within the last week. So I've been downtown in Atlanta and Buckhead yesterday, and I was at Lake Oconee on Friday morning. So it is a great opportunity for me to visit all three, and I will be at all three of them very regularly.
Yeah. So frequent driver's miles.
Exactly. Be listening to Buckhead Business Radio.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Get that plug in there, whatever. So when you go to those properties, I mean, from a layman's perspective, communications director, is that social media or is that interacting with the ladies and gentlemen on site? Or
it's a little bit of everything. You're right. So I do have the chance to work with our ladies and gentlemen to really communicate with them internally about all of the exciting events and programs happening within our three hotels. I do help with the social media. All three of our hotels have their own Facebook pages. We also have our brand Twitter channel. So at Ritz-Carlton, you can follow the events and happenings from all of our hotels around the world, and also helping with marketing, advertising, and media relations. So definitely having really creating these unique, memorable programs from both ways that our guests can experience them, whether it be an overnight package, a day guest coming to the spa in Buckhead, or for a pig roast on Lake Oconee on Saturdays in May. All of hotels have these really great, memorable experiences, whether you're spending
the night. You were talking last night about some of the other events going on out there. I was very surprised. Maybe you could describe some of those for listeners.
Sure.
I was very surprised with some of the things you have going on out there.
All of our hotels have amazing culinary teams. Here in Buckhead, we have our executive chef, Frank, who cooked the dinner for
us. It was excellent.
Last night,
absolutely.
We had gazpacho served in miniature Coca-Cola bottles. Unbelievable. Some of the items off the spring menu, like the asparagus and citrus salad. So definitely all of our hotels have great culinary teams. As I mentioned, our Atlanta hotel has Lumen, which has the Sip and Savor program, sampling little bites and tastes of cocktails and culinary dishes. And then on Lake Oconee, they have a culinary program. So I said on Saturdays in May, there is a pig roast every Saturday with the opportunity to try local Georgia beers with that. They also have moonshine tastings.
You had me at moonshine.
Moonshine. Dangerous.
Shine and sweet. So the way they're pairing moonshine with pastries.
Only in the South.
When is that?
That is throughout the week.
Send me out.
Oh, throughout the week. Really? Oh, super.
They don't do the moonshine tasting at the Boston Hotel, do they? Yeah, they're like, we were talking about pigs and Mr. Silverman. Your eyes lit up there or whatever, right?
So there's a little story behind that. I met my wife at a pig roast.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Emotional connections.
Nice tie-in.
That's it. Yeah.
She says it was
memorable experiences.
I say no. She says pig roast. I say keg party. It was actually both.
And then there's afternoon tea that can lead also to great memories, isn't
it? Absolutely.
There?
We have
to
our
a wedding,
30th,
perhaps, or something.
We have our 30th anniversary afternoon tea at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead, served on the original Wedgwood China, and we with the specialty tea blend from our tea purveyor.
In They've been honor doing of that for 30 years?
It's been our 30th. Where Buckhead Hotel is celebrating its 30th anniversary as well as downtown 30th anniversary this year.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Maybe I can share a little story with you. Just, you know, how we like to connect with the local community through our restaurants or lounges. Many of our local guests may not actually stay at the hotel. We also have a beautiful spa and spa floor that brings in local customers, but we consider ourselves wanting to be the social center of the community. But with our afternoon tea, which we have served now for 30 years in our lobby lounge, a story that I love to share, which just really brings home what Ritz-Carlton is all about. Was about 2 months ago, I met this bride. I usually meet also with customers who come by for site visits, who want to see the hotel meeting planners or weddings, and interact with this lady with her daughter. Daughter is 26 years old, and the mother said, "Do you mind if I share a story with you? I brought my daughter here for tea when she was 6 years old." And the daughter said, "Mom, don't tell the story." She got all embarrassed. I said, no, I really got to share the story. So we sat in the lobby lounge in front of the fireplace, had afternoon tea. And at that point, the daughter said, "Mommy, when I grow up, I want to get married to Ritz-Carlton."
Wow.
And here they were back 20 years later for the big moment. I mean, you know, it gives you goosebumps,
right? Oh, big
right?
time, yeah. It gives you chills, yeah.
So it comes full circle. Yeah.
So they do that daily or Monday through Friday or
tea served Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday.
And
what
then
time?
From we have a 2 o'clock and a 4 o'clock afternoon seating. Traditional tea time, just like in London. Alison may know more about that. And then during the holiday season, from Thanksgiving all the way through New Year's Eve, we serve tea actually 7 days a week, and we start service at 12 noon already based on the demand to have more of our guests having the opportunity of enjoying a wonderful afternoon tea.
And you have a full dessert spread at the time, right?
We do,
complete,
yes.
Complete collection of all kinds of...
Correct.
It's just phenomenal. Yeah. I went to afternoon tea at the Ritz-Carlton Singapore, and I was just absolutely amazed at the... spread that they have.
It's very consistent.
Yeah, it's very it's a whole tea ceremony, the tea service. You know, it has different courses. The tea needs to steep for at least 3 minutes before it's properly prepared to be consumed, so to speak, and then you have your tea pastries and you have your tea sandwiches, different selections.
Wow.
And of course, there's no tea with great scones, right? two kinds, with raisins and plain, and clotted cream is served with it. But it's wonderful. It's really nice. Also, actually, for business meetings, not just for mothers with their daughters or grandmothers with their daughters. We have also gentlemen who come in and have a business meeting over a cup of wonderful tea.
We kind of hear about that in London, but that is you two kind of bring it stateside here or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So Julie, now when you visit these properties, what's your, I'm trying to wrap my head around, besides the social media, what are you looking, what's your objective, I guess, you know?
I am really in charge of working with the ladies and gentlemen to help create these really ways that we can offer more memorable experiences to our guests. So it isn't just about going to a hotel and having, obviously great hotels can offer suites, but we really want to create these experiences. Something special at the lodge at Reynolds Plantation, they have six cottages.
Right.
Five of those are two-bedroom cottages, individual houses, much bigger than any apartment I lived in Manhattan. But just the opportunity to spend the time with your family, escape from city life. I think that what you see is it's not the typical Ritz-Carlton. You can wear your shorts, you can wear your flip-flops, walk around the resort and experience lake life.
Yeah.
Go out on the boat, go on around the Segway, have a bike, ride with your children, and get away from your cell phones and get away from your emails and just spend that quality time with your family.
Yeah.
And really bonding. That's something it's too precious to put a price on right now, is the extra time with your family.
You guys have the Segways over there?
They do. We have the Segways at the Ritz-Carlton
Lodge. So you don't
even
have to walk. Barefoot luxury on the Segway.
Oh, nice. Barefoot luxury. I like that.
You can stay in a cottage. You can have the barbecue butler come to you and help create this amazing meal at your personal cottage. experience the lake life, sit out in the hammock and relax and just and really get away.
I think one thing I would say, just to piggyback a little bit on what Julie
piggyback,
said.
No pun intended.
Exactly. On the there you are, one for you, Jim.
You adopt well to the South.
Emotional connections. There is actually no such thing as a typical Ritz-Carlton. I am blessed. We have 85 around the world, and I'm almost at the point of having seen all of them. And there is no such thing as a typical Ritz-Carlton in terms of the services, the way that it's animated, brought to life, that's truly unique and specific to a destination. And so an experience in Sanya, China's only resort destination, is very different to the experience in Beijing Central Place, which is a traditional environment in that city, which is very different to Beijing Financial Street, which is a super contemporary Wall Street in China. And so it's really about finding what a community is looking for and what the business needs are.
So you've got to match the flavor of what's going on in that environment, in that context, right?
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about this training. I was just reading that online yesterday. I don't know how I stumbled across it. I think it was when we were posting on LinkedIn. I saw this Ritz-Carlton and like executive training program, but it's not just for the ladies and gentlemen. It's for those people that want to learn about apply these principles we've been talking about in their business, right?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's a part of our business called the Ritz-Carlton Leadership Center. And we have a whole team of ladies and gentlemen that teach our philosophy, our commitment to excellence, and the focus on customer service to major corporations the world over in industries outside of the hotel business. It's a very, very busy part of our business. There's a lot of people that like to take elements of what we do and extend them into their own organizations. We do it in other ways as well. We also have a foundation, Community Footprints, which is our social good and philanthropic extension of who we are. And the lady who heads that for us actually lives in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Vice
wow,
president.
There's all kinds of tie-ins.
Yes. Sue Stevenson.
Sue Stevenson. Yep. She actually just wrote 7 modules on how to extend social good to causes for small businesses that do not have the finances right. to put together a model of their own. You find those 7 modules on ritzcarlton.com. And so we're always looking at ways that we can extend who we are, what we stand for, to other organizations. And Jeff will be happy to hear this, that on May 19th, we will be launching a thought leadership series on LinkedIn on our page.
Oh, wow.
That starts with Hervé Omler. Again, it's extending who we are, how we think, our approach to thinking through why we do the things that we do. And in a hope that if somebody needs to take benefit from that, they can extend it too into their own business.
So the founder's going to head that up?
He is.
Wow.
Yep. Starts May 19th with a week on him. And then we work through the around the whole world and talk to thought leaders in the business, in our brand.
Now, in this leadership series, is that like is that a licensing arrangement with an organization that's heading that up? Or is that done internally? And
that's
these are
internal.
Actually held. Okay. These are internal under the Ritz-Carlton brand. And but for the outside world, if you will, other companies, organizations that want to leverage that. But they're held on site. How many, you know, and there's a separate website or
yes, they have their own LinkedIn profile, website, Twitter, they're everywhere. Yes, it's a whole department. They it's an internal business. They're Ritz-Carlton, ladies and gentlemen, but they only teach external organizations 100% of the time.
And how long has this been around, that entity?
Well, if I may, it started actually as part of us receiving and winning the Malcolm Baldrige Quality Award twice, first in 92 and then in 99. And as part of our obligation, if you're a winner, is to teach some of your techniques, if you will, share your culture and what made you successful. And from that, we grew that leadership center and created the leadership center. And I don't know the exact year, and I want to say it was in 95, 96, perhaps, when we founded it, and has grown since then to a business within the business.
But are you concerned about giving away the secret sauce and the secret code and the passcode to the, I'm going to start a hotel tomorrow. Can I attend as a new hotel, a competitor? I don't think you're worried.
But be my guest, I would say.
Be my guest.
We hear that all of the time. We all carry around, and I have mine with me today, a little credo card. And it's all about our philosophy, the culture of who we are. Look, Erwin came equipped with credo cards that we'll share with
you. Never leave home without.
So to answer your question, people ask us, aren't you worried about giving this away? And this is the secret sauce of Ritz-Carlton. Our ladies and gentlemen live by the little pieces of card that you've got. You can see them on our website. We don't try and hide them from anyone. It's our credo, our employee promise. It's our service values, the things that we believe in. And this has to be animated and brought to life and energized every single day at every hotel by 40,000 people.
Wow.
This is conducted at the start of every shift in every hotel by every lady and gentleman. We focus on an aspect, and Erwin, you be the best person to talk.
We talked before about the day of a life of a general manager, but that's really my most important function, and if you will, my purpose is to keep alive our gold standards, our values, and to assure we inject and re-inject them every day, that energy behind them, an understanding of what each of those gold standards, as we call it, means, and bring them to life. For example, that our ladies and gentlemen are empowered and they need to own customers, and customer issues comes with that, for example. Right. So we train on that, but that's the expectation to be set every single day, what we expect from our ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I love what Jeff was saying earlier. Is this, there was just an aha moment to me. Is like, everything's content is king, right? But customer's king. I always say, you know, customers first, but just, I don't know that spin on it, right? Because you got to have content, right? But a lot of times it's just can be noise at a certain level, you know, a certain point just reaches like you just keep talking, right? But if you put not just, you know, make that customer king, you know, then that I think that's the right alignment. But
you create that user experience. I mean, look at Apple Computer. Apple Computer has very little presence whatsoever on social media. But look at the brand itself, what they've actually done. And they continue to be, because they create a customer experience. And I think the Ritz-Carlton really has done an exemplary job of that as well. The customer experience is what really matters.
Yeah, the emotional
emotional connection. You can provide all kinds of content, but if you don't have great products, great service, and that, it's all for naught. And I think that's lost in this whole social media world.
And
I think you recognize that because you continue to take care of your customers.
Across the generations,
right.
Absolutely. That's the other thing. This translates around the world as well. Mm. Everyone wants to feel special. Everyone wants to feel like somebody cares about them. That transcends generations and cultures.
Well, Jim, bring you back in the conversation real quick. We're going to be winding it down. I want to go around to each person, our guest, if you will, in just a second. I want to ask you the same question. What's your challenge in your business or your job, your position on a daily basis? What's something that, you know, takes some extra effort or a challenge? But while you're thinking of that, all right, Jim, you talk about that idea of everyone. What's everyone wear on their...
One of the first sales training courses I ever took was a great mentor, a great coach. His name was Butch Petrie in Charleston, West Virginia. He was with U.S. Foods. And he would always say, every customer has something stamped on their forehead that says, make me feel important.
Yep.
And it's easy for me to remember, but looking at this card.
Yeah.
Any person in sales, business, could use everything on this card, all these tips. This is something I want to fold up, keep in my wallet, and read every morning before I start work.
The 12 values.
Yeah.
So now that I have the card, I don't have to go to the leadership series now. I know everything. Yeah. This is like the cheat sheet or the Cliff's Notes version. Yeah.
Reading it is not enough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I knew there was a catch. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So as we, I don't know if Jeff, you have some additional questions or thoughts, but for our guests, but we may come back to that in a second. But let's, Allison, tell us, you know, what's a challenge that you face on a regular basis?
Well, I have the pleasure of talking about the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, you're in pretty good
space. I mean, everybody
space,
says
yeah.
you have the best job in the world, and truly I do. But the challenge for me is doing 40,000 ladies and gentlemen a service in the way that I articulate what they do. Beyond working hard, it really is about the special moments, creating the memories, and making sure that I do them service every single day.
And you said globally there's, what, 85?
Correct.
How many have you been to, roughly, or ballpark, or how many left on your...
I have about 10 left to
see. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, Rich, one of the problems, I keep opening new hotels.
Yeah. And Allison, is,
she's running out. They just opened one. We were talking about this last night. Kyoto, Japan.
Yes. Really?
Yes, which is a very, very spectacular town. If anyone hasn't been, you really should go of any place in Japan.
If you can't make it there, I'll volunteer to go and take some photos or whatever.
I'm
right?
so but pleased you offered. We do need that.
I think it's more than just taking pictures, though.
And the next one actually is our first North American opening for several years. It's a great opportunity for us. Opens middle of May in Palm Springs.
Oh, wow.
Ritz-Carlton Rancho Mirage. So more to come on that, but a new destination in the country. So we're excited.
Yeah. That'll be a hot property, right? Yeah. No, sorry.
Will.
Yeah.
It will.
So, Julie, what are challenges you might face?
I am tasked with sharing the news and all of the exciting events and happenings happening through these three hotels throughout Georgia. And I think it's just really conveying the message to our guests to experience the Ritz-Carlton, and it's building that emotional connection. It's experiencing the service, experiencing our hotels, the spa, the restaurants, but that emotional connection that you're going to walk away with, that's really going to leave you with those memories that are going to want you to go back to that hotel, or to say, what hotel is next on my list? Should I go to the Ritz-Carlton in St. Thomas, or where should I go next?
And how do you get the word out about these events at the different properties? I mean, what's your go-to?
So definitely we use social media. We use Facebook. We use Twitter. I also work with our media contacts in terms of sharing news through editorial stories. And we have internal and external communication vehicles that we use. Yeah. So getting it out there through all various channels.
And then Business Radio X.
Yeah, of course.
There you
of
go.
Course.
There's a example. Actually, on your Facebook for the Bucket, I just liked the page yesterday. So if I do 100 more likes, do I get a free room? Or I don't know how that works. Maybe
sure.
some tea or whatever. Yeah.
We can see what we can work out.
Yeah, nice. Okay. And so what's the day? What's your challenge as a hotel, on-site general manager?
Maybe it is time that the day only has 24 hours. Yeah. And how to prioritize that day to make sure that the focus truly remains with our customers and through our ladies and gentlemen. I think making sure you prioritize yourself and your own time to make sure that you don't get caught up in some of the administrative buzz and the things that need to be done also to run a business, of course. One has to be very disciplined to do that. And that goes back to what I said at the beginning, of my walking around and just making sure I do those things that I know make us and have made us successful as an organization for the last 30 years.
Could you say there's 400 people there?
400 ladies and gentlemen work at our hotel. It fluctuates a little bit seasonally, with banquet season and so on. But they are wonderful individuals. I try to spend time with them individually. I actually try to interview, if we have new employees joining us, anyone who has guest contact, I make a point of spending some time with, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
To get a sense, are they naturally smiling? Are they naturally engaging? If they're a front desk agent, do they have the confidence to take care of our customers and act like they are the general manager? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You know, I think what's probably fascinating there is the international guests that you have. It's probably absolutely phenomenal. Probably from every country in the world has visited this hotel here. I would
Very
think,
much so.
Correct?
Yeah, our percentage of foreign guests is about 10 to 12%, so not as high as other properties. In New York, it's closer to 50, 60%, right? So that differs. But also to one more comment on what Allison had said before, while our hotels all have a very individual feeling and very unique, we as Ritz-Carlton ladies and gentlemen could literally pack our bags and fly to Shanghai tomorrow and fit right in because the culture is the same.
Right,
I tell it to our ladies and gentlemen too, if you're a chef, if you're a front desk agent, if you work in a leadership role, you could literally go there tomorrow and start your job and feel totally comfortable because of the values being the same and the foundation of the organization being the same.
You don't have to learn how they're doing things in Seattle or in Miami as opposed to Istanbul or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So any closing thoughts here?
I just think very, very interesting discussion. Again, I'm a little bit biased with the Ritz-Carlton family because I feel like I'm part of the family in a lot of respects.
I know your daughter's going to be too. She's probably listening live right now.
Four and a half years with Ritz, so I really have a strong allegiance to the brand itself. But every time I stayed in a Ritz hotel, it's just been absolutely phenomenal with regard to the service and the attention to detail. And you do walk away with a sense that the people do really care about you, and you can't, you don't forget that.
So, Jim, are you ready to take over the radio show here in a little while? Not today, but yeah, for a future show.
Definitely
yeah.
Not today. I believe I am. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And so we look forward to having you back in the studio as well. Thanks for being here. To all the folks that joined us and our listeners, Rich Casanova, once again, for Buckhead Business Radio X. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. And make it a great week, great day. Thanks for being here.